Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. I'll tell you what just happened. Doesn't have the same kind of
je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi as what happened.
What happened? Just say what happened.
Doesn't roll off the tongue the same way. What just happened?
What just happened here?
A little more clunky.
Yeah.
Is what that is.
Yeah, the Bengals kind of gave that game away.
Oh, I'd say for sure they gave that game away. Yeah.
Gave it away.
So here's the thing when it comes to Pats and Bills, the Patriots can lock up the division on Sunday.
Hat
and
t-shirt marbles.
Game, if it were.
Uh-huh.
If they lose, it's not like the division's gone. We were reading through some of Dan Graziano earlier today. But basically, the shorthand version of it is the Patriots really would need to go 1-3 down the stretch with games remaining against the Dolphins and Jets and Baltimore. Throw them on the list, although the Dolphins are playing pretty well. Smoked the Jets yesterday. Baltimore is 6-7. Jets are 6-7. Jets have 3 wins. Pats would really, for all intents and purposes, need to go 1-3. So they're likely to win the division. But the stakes beyond this are, I think, significant. Even if you still win the division, but you lose this Buffalo game, people like Cam Newton are going to hold that against you if you care. To be the best, you got to beat the best, two times.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to lose ground, in theory, on the Broncos, who have a tough finishing kick. So this is a game to, again, you're sitting there coming off the bye week healthy at home. Send a message to the rest of the league. Send a message to yourselves. This is a championship-caliber game, according to Vrabel. You'll hear that coming up. So get another pelt on the wall against an AFC contender who, by the way, I don't think is playing great. They won yesterday. I wouldn't say they played great. Allen was great.
Yeah.
They, as a team, were not great. So I think it's more about those level of things than it is about the division. Although, you beat the Bills, you can officially kick them down to the wild card and put them in the rearview mirror and now just solely focus on Denver.
Yeah, and it's a home game, so you have an opportunity to clinch the division, and it's not like you need help from somebody else or you're waiting around for a score or all that. Like, you beat them, you win the division. Very simple. In fact, I don't know how often that even happens, right? Unless it's like the last week of the season, sometimes you get like that showdown, like you win and you're in. Because a lot of times it's waiting around and seeing like who beat who and what the tiebreakers are and everything else. So you can wrap that up. And for me, I think it would be like so much would have to happen between now and the end of the season for them not to win the division that it's more about keeping pace with Denver and making sure that you're the number one seed because that's also within your reach. And they could still be the number one seed with the loss on Sunday. I think it is going to be difficult because you don't have any of the tiebreakers with Denver. There's no head-to-head. And then everything else, just take it from what we've read.
No, they can't really win the tiebreaker with Denver. They lost that yesterday when the Broncos beat the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Broncos now win any two-way, so head-to-head tiebreaker with New England because the Pats lost to the Raiders week one and the Broncos have now beaten them twice.
So, listen, I think there's a chance Denver goes 2-2 and mm-hmm. the Pats go 3-1 and then they have it. But if Denver goes 3-1, then you have to win out. And the most difficult game the rest of the way for the Patriots is the Bills. And for anybody still pointing to the schedule, which is less and less as it goes, because now you've played 13 NFL games, so there's a little bit less of it. But, I don't know, you see what the Bucs are doing now? Like, the Bucs is like...
Lost to the Saints.
I know.
So it's like, good of a win.
That was a good win. It's now true. You're like, I don't really know. So now it's like Buffalo is the good win. Like, that is clear cut. Can't argue with it. Even if they're not as good as we expected to start the year, they're still 9-4 and they still have Josh Allen. So that's a good win. And it was in Buffalo. But now you have a chance. This is another test for you. Because the next three games after this won't be that. I can't say Baltimore is one of those.
No, we've been saying for...
It's not like a playoff tune-up game.
We've been saying for weeks, maybe even like a month, they should split these two games. And now I think most people probably look at it that way. Like,
well, yeah.
At least split. Right. Maybe take both. I mean, maybe just run the table.
Yeah, if you win on Sunday, there's really no excuse or there's no real big hurdle for not running the table and winning 14 straight games.
That'd be crazy. If you win on Sunday, which isn't if, the Bills are favored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, Bills are good.
When we looked earlier, yep. Pats were plus 100 on the money line and they were plus 1.5 points. So, you know, I mean, that's still a game they can win, although I guess Vegas is projecting they won't. Mm. You win that game. Like, imagine going back to week three when they lost that awful game to the Steelers.
5 turnovers.
How they lost it.
Yeah.
And that realistically could be their last loss going into the postseason. That is wild.
No, it does. I mean, it really is because they were 1-2 to start the year, and they lost to the Raiders, who might be the worst team in football. And Pittsburgh, who I guess is still clinging to their division. It's a bad division. They're still clinging to it.
4 seed in the AFC right
they're
now.
They're a game over 500, but the way you lost the game, where you're like through 3 weeks, Drake May was not the MVP, nor was he in any kind of MVP conversation. It was like, what is this team right now?
I mean, really?
Ramondre Stevenson, we were like, Ramondre Stevenson shouldn't even be playing.
Right.
And obviously, Travion Henderson.
You guys didn't want Pop Douglas on the
team. I pop off the team.
I would have cut them both.
Yep.
If you go back to that game, I would have cut both of them.
I would have kept Ramondre, but I would have benched him. I would have him just like not even have a uniform the next week. Again, credit to Vrabel where credit is due. Kind of stuck by those guys, and they've both, to varying degrees, kind of have paid off for them. But yeah, the season has really, really taken a turn. And I mean, a 10-game winning streak is crazy. We're talking about the last time they had a 10-game winning streak, and all these numbers that keep popping up. And these are all numbers that Mike Vrabel will say are interesting, but not important.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable. I mean, you're going back to all like Super Bowl appearance seasons and Tom Brady seasons and everything else. And like, nope, that's also what we're talking about with this team.
So Broncos have also won 10 in a row. You were alluding to this, but they finished with, and we were highlighting their remaining kick. The Raiders was a game we didn't expect them to lose. They beat them yesterday. They finished with two more home games, Green Bay and Jacksonville, at Kansas City on Christmas, which we'll get to the Chiefs in a moment.
Yeah, I know.
And they finish with the Chargers at home. So three out of their next four are home games.
That could be 2-2.
It could be.
So I think that's the hope, because if they go 3-1, the Patriots would have to win out in order to get the number one seed. But I think they could go 2-2, although the Patriots could definitely win out. Like, I know it's, you know, you're getting kind of greedy, or, you know, you don't want to assume anything, but if they beat the Bills, and they obviously have very much a more than a puncher's chance, I mean, it's basically a pick 'em, and they're at home, they're probably playing better, or they are playing better. You know, Josh Allen's still great. I think James Cook is great. I don't know how many other great players they even have on their entire roster.
No, I don't know that there are any. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel was asked about his comments last week, saying the champions are never satisfied. He took that question and then applied it to this weekend's game earlier today on the Greg Hill Show.
Well, it's what we're playing for. We're playing for a championship this week. Each week, you have a new opportunity, a new message, and you know, this is a championship week for us, an opportunity to win the AFC East, something that this team hasn't done in 5 years, or the Buffalo has done it 5 years in a row. So, you know, to do that, there's, you know, you have to go out and play a certain way, and you have to do things and continue to improve. And so, we didn't start and say, oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl in November, or then in November. It's not that. It's just conversations that I have with the team to try to focus on things that we need to try to do and want to do, and understand that this is a great opportunity for us this week here at home. And, you know, since the last time we've played, they've changed, we've changed. Hopefully it's going to be a fantastic game. You know, that team's not going away. They have a quarterback who is an MVP quarterback that under any circumstances is going to be ready to either win the football game with whatever running or throwing that he has to do. And then whenever they need a play, he seems to make it.
So I like that Vrabel isn't shying away from it. I think he purposefully brought up that champions line last week. Remember, that was a question about a bye week. And he's like, mm-hmm. Well, champions are never satisfied when asked about the bye week. Today he's asked about that comment. He's like, well, yeah, this is a championship week. We could hat and t-shirt game. He didn't refer to it that way. But we can win an AFC East championship. We can win the division. And then let's check that one and move on to bigger and greater goals. We're competing for a championship this year. I like that he doesn't shy away from that stuff. And I think that's been part of the Patriots, their whole approach this year, the way they're attacking some of these games. I don't think they're afraid because he's not afraid to aim high.
Yeah, no, he's definitely aiming high. He also could speak on it based off experience, right? As a player, he was with teams that won championships and sort of knew what it take. I know he didn't win the whole thing in Tennessee, but advanced pretty far, make it to an AFC championship game as the head coach. But yeah, it is interesting because you go back to the first Buffalo game, which was week five of the season, and that's really, I know for like the fans, it's what gave everybody like real buy-in, but you'd have to imagine even for the team, that's when they were like, all right, we're a legitimate team. Because they were only 3-2. So it wasn't like the record stood for it.
And remember how we were talking about the us? I don't know what the team was talking about, but us going into it, we're like, just stay within a score. Just give them a game and hang around.
Good
and
loss.
Like,
I wanted a good loss.
That's all we wanted.
And they won the game. And then it also kind of legitimized the week before where they blew out Carolina. And now turns out Carolina's decent. At the time, you weren't really sure. You're like, I mean, it's just a bad team. But like those 2 weeks in a row, they get to 3-2. But going into Buffalo and winning was like, wow, maybe they are for real. Maybe they are a step further along this process than we thought. And obviously they haven't lost since. And they've had some close games. They've had some blowout games, whatever. Like some ones where you're kind of, you know, holding onto your hat at the end or you need a missed extra point in the case of Atlanta or whatever it might be. But they haven't lost. Like that had to be the moment where they gained the most confidence. And you wonder what even a second win possibly would mean for them.
So you can talk about that all day long. We talk about it all week long here on Jones and Keefe. It's 617-779-7937. Big, big game. Rematch against the Bills. Big game for people like Cam Newton. To be the best, you got to beat the best.
Twice.
... two times. Yeah. So this is their chance. Meanwhile, Kansas City, this is a good point by the text line. They say we are now rooting for KC to beat Denver on Christmas. That's true.
It is true because with that win, Kansas City, I don't think he's getting in.
Patriots fans should now be rooting against the Chiefs like crazy all year and 4 years.
Yeah.
Now you're rooting for the Chiefs on Christmas Day to knock off the Broncos. They lose again last night.
They could do you a favor.
20-10 against Houston. Mahomes had 10 straight incompletions at one point. He had 3 picks in the game last night. They only scored 10 points. Andy Reid went for it deep in his own territory, I think at his own 31, on a fourth down where the Texans hadn't moved the ball at all in the second half. Just brainless decision-making where maybe they're getting desperate or antsy or really feeling the pressure or whatever it was, but they don't come through at all.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are now 6-7. They're still the 10 seed in the AFC.
They lost 4 out of 5.
They have the same record as the Miami Dolphins.
Unbelievable.
And they're done, right? They're not making the playoffs now.
Yeah, they're done. Now, they're obviously not eliminated, and if they win out, they're 10-7. But the way they look, who on earth thinks they're going to win out? Like, they're not going to win out.
Chargers at Tennessee.
Okay, there's a win.
Home against the Broncos on Christmas at the Raiders.
So I guess you got to look at two. They should have two, but, like, I'm not giving them Denver or the Chargers game.
They've already lost to both.
Correct. Right. Exactly. They lost to both. I know they're division games. But they've lost to both. They don't look right. And then even at 10-7, it might come down to some of these tiebreakers. And, you know, they lost to Jacksonville, right? So that could possibly be a tiebreaker if Houston ends up winning that division or whatever. Like, there's a lot of different variations of this. But, I mean, everybody was saying they might have to win out last week against starting with Houston. So they didn't do that. And they look bad. Kelsey doesn't look very good. And Mahomes had maybe the worst game you've ever seen yesterday. And I know Houston's a good defense.
That's a really good
defense. Mahomes is supposed to be the second greatest quarterback of all time.
It's
so,
true.
Like, he should be able to still do something.
Mahomes should have played better. Yeah. Yeah. Separate thought. That's a really good defense. And by the way, season ends today. You know who you're playing?
Oh, boy.
You have the Broncos have the head-to-head tiebreaker with the Patriots. You're the 2 seed, and you start in Foxborough with the Houston Texans, and that defense headlined by many people are now calling him Will Manderson.
No, nobody is.
And so get ready for that.
How high are they on your list now of teams you don't want to play?
Oh.
Are they number one? I'd still have Denver.
Yeah, I think Denver has to be up there. But at the time,
I would rather play Buffalo, than Houston.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too. Definitely Baltimore and Kansas City, who I had super high the last
Pittsburgh,
time we did this.
Pittsburgh, Colts, yeah, Chargers.
It honestly might go Denver and then Houston.
Yeah, that's changed a lot for me. Houston was like 5 or 6 before. So, yeah, they're probably all the way up at 2.
Okay. You can discuss, are the Chiefs done? 617-779-7937. We'll get back into Drake May. Does the man have any weaknesses? It turns out he probably doesn't. That's right after Trending with Billy Lane.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Is he the MVP? Yes. Do I want him to win it? No.
Interesting.
Okay. I've been a part of one MVP season. It was the one season we didn't win a Super Bowl. It's like Patrick Mahomes when he did it in 22. It was the first time in like 20 years. So, long answer, no. I don't want him to win it.
I didn't realize David Andrews is such a scaredy cat.
Yeah, weird. So he's not just a little stitious. He is very superstitious. If he's afraid of the MVP, like jinx, I guess, which did get thrown out the window by Mahomes, which he even referenced. So obviously entitled to his opinion, Super Bowl champion, Patriot legend, David Andrews. To say the 1 year that Brady won the MVP is the 1 year they didn't win the Super Bowl, a little misleading. Andrews played 9 seasons, won 2 Super Bowls. So yeah, 7 seasons he didn't win.
There were a bunch of non-wins. The one time they got to a Super Bowl and lost, I believe, is what he was
saying. So like, it's such a scary sign. Like, we do not want the MVP.
Yeah.
We want like the 7th best quarterback. Uh-huh. We don't want the best quarterback. We want the 7th best, or even the 2nd best, I guess. I don't subscribe to that at all. I wouldn't wait till the end of the year and then make my Super Bowl prediction based off of who did or did not win the MVP. Give me the MVP every time. If you have the MVP every season, I think you have a great chance.
I also, I don't know, I think it'd be cool if you won it. I'd like him
There's
to
also
win
that.
It. I like you, Keith, care about these awards. Like, the most brainless thing ever is like, well, I just care about the Super Bowl. Well, no, I do care about that more than an MVP. I didn't really realize that was up for debate.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is more important than the MVP.
Sure.
Duh.
You like, can't have both.
I do want that.
Get you a guy who can do both.
But now, after championships above all else, which everybody should agree with, and I think most rational people do, does the MVP matter? Yeah, I care about it.
Sure. It's fun.
And I'd like him to win it. He has now fallen behind Stafford. He was idle this week. Stafford played well. Yeah. They won again. Stafford, the betting favorite on the apps now.
But if Stafford wins the MVP, I'm not going to say the Rams can't win the
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, you're going to be like,
Rams
are in business.
They're cooked.
Well, David Andrews would say that, apparently.
Yep.
They really have separated, though, when it comes to the MVP debate. We were talking about this off the air, so I know you're now aware of this, Keith. But number 3, I was surprised to read this. Number 3 is Jordan Love.
Well, Jonathan Taylor's team has fallen off.
That's true.
Jonathan, not that he'd ever win, but sometimes you look at the very, very best running back or wideout. Like last year, Saquon Barkley, you're like, can he even get like a little bit of a sniff? But once their team kind of fell out, then he's out. So then you're like, all right, who's the third quarterback that's on a winning team that's putting up good numbers? So, yeah, the Packers are, what, the two? Are they the two seed in the NFC?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, the one seed's the Rams. I think they're the two, right? Because Seattle can't be. Yeah.
So I guess it's not surprising. So two playoff teams. So the Rams have 10 wins, the Packers have 9, and the Patriots have 11. Where's Bo Nix? Put Bo Nix on there.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, if it's just about the quarterback and their record, which apparently it is, then Bo Nix should be up there.
Apparently they draw the line at 200 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Yeah, maybe. Allen is fourth on that list. You have two of the top four MVP candidates on Sunday in Foxborough. And then I believe number five, depending on where you shop, is either Darnold or Dak, depending on which one you're looking at. But that's a pretty big drop.
I mean, you can't give it to Darnold.
I mean, it's a big drop after the top two, I think. Those two feel like they've separated.
I agree.
When it comes to the MVP, barring a massive, massive collapse. So anyway, that was David Andrews. Does not want the MVP.
Doesn't want it. He'd give it back.
He would rather he loses it.
He'd refuse the MVP.
Which, again, earmuffs back there, Nick. I know you're afraid of this, but... He's a little afraid of the MVP.
As the Twitch chat says, he probably doesn't want him on the Madden cover either. That's also been debunked.
That's a legit... No, okay, Saquon this year's been horrible.
Oh, yeah. What's scarier, though, Keith? Winning the MVP or being... Like,
Didn't Tom Brady win it after being on there?
Maybe.
Comparing it to Tom Brady.
But there's been a bunch of guys...
We
are comparing to Tom Brady.
Okay, which one... You got to pick one that you're more afraid of. Are you more afraid of the MVP curse, apparently, or the Madden curse?
Oh, I have to pick one?
Yes, you have to pick one. Yeah.
Gun to my head?
Would you rather Monday?
I think there might be a little bit more to the Madden thing.
Me too.
But that's also, like, I can go back through the years. Like, that was a real thing for, like, the first bunch of years, and then it went away. And there's, like, multiple versions of guys winning Super Bowls, winning MVPs, being all pro. So, like, it's not really a thing anymore. They used to say about like Sports Illustrated back when they used to give out like physical copies of it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, the SI jinx. Like a guy would get hurt. Oh, SI jinx, got him. Like, I guess. There's one of these every week.
Yeah, there's so many options. Not everybody.
Casting a wide net.
Not
here.
Everybody had a season-ending injury.
Correct.
Although I didn't go back and fully check it.
Yeah.
But there you go. That was David Andrews does not want Drake May to win the MVP. Drake May, it turns out, has no weaknesses. We'll get to that in just a moment. Mm-hmm. However, our good pal Ray in Cumberland has weighed in, Keith. Keith,
yeah,
you would rather play the Texans than the Bills? Question mark.
I would rather play I would rather play the Bills than the Texans.
I'm sorry. Maybe
he worded it poorly. Oh, he does tweet a lot.
Did he word it poorly, or did he have it backwards? No, you would.
I would rather play against the Bills than the Texans in the playoffs. Right now.
Your teams you fear the most in the AFC:
Broncos,
then
Texans,
Houston. Yeah,
then I guess Bills.
Then it drops off.
Maybe the Jaguars.
We both want to avoid the Texans and play the Bills.
At all costs.
Maybe he heard it backwards.
Okay.
He did say LMFBO. I think that's...
I don't think we can say that.
Laughing my...
Bleeping.
Effing balls off, I think.
Or your buns. Maybe my buns
could be
off.
Buns. I'm sorry. That is probably what it was. Do you even watch football?
What channel is it on?
If that was about the Bills, a lot of channels.
I'd love to watch.
So many. Prime.
Oh, yeah, I have that.
Netflix on Christmas.
I have that.
CBS.
Great.
NBC.
Yep.
ABC and ESPN.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I'm going to watch all these.
Did I say Prime?
Ray, I might even watch him as Monsters, Inc. characters tonight. Does that count? Does that help?
He says, do you even watch football?
I would flip it.
I watch Bills and Texans. I mean, the Texans kind of handle them.
At the risk of turning this into do you even watch football off.
Who watches the most football?
I wouldn't flip it back on him. Yep. No. Have you seen the Texans recently? Have you seen the Bills all season long? Like, I think a good default is... best quarterbacks. But if it's best quarterbacks, how come Allen hasn't been to the Super Bowl? How come Lamar Jackson hasn't been to the Super Bowl, right? Like, there are times where really, really, really good defenses have been able to advance pretty far in the playoffs. And, you know, or maybe they don't win the whole thing, but it's like what snake bites a really good team or like a really good offense loses that game, right? Like Peyton Manning would lose quite a bit in the playoffs, but half the time he would lose, like even in the very first round. And sometimes it was against really good defenses. Peyton Manning's also an example of being a horrible quarterback on a team with a really good defense in 2015 that won the Super Bowl.
I mean, think about the way we prioritize the teams we want to avoid. Yeah. It's bone-shattering defenses with so-so quarterbacks.
Mahomes and Lamar aren't even in the playoffs right now. So if it's just about the quarterback, I think Mahomes would be in the playoffs.
I don't think Nix and Stroud are bad quarterbacks.
Yeah, right.
I mean, but there are some Sundays I do with Nix.
Yeah.
And Stroud had 9 straight incompletions last night. But the reason I'd fear those teams are those defenses.
I think it's just like it's not a good year for the it's only about the quarterback people. And I've been on that side of the street before too. But
me too.
It's Bo Nix, Trevor Lawrence, the corpse of Aaron Rodgers, and CJ Stroud are all playoff teams right now. And then in the NFC, I think the NFC is a little bit more star-studded quarterbacks. But you still have Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, Sam Darnold. They're all in the playoffs right now. So it's not what it's been. I mean, there's a good chance that Burrow, and I know he missed most of the year, but Burrow, Mahomes, and Lamar don't even qualify for the playoffs.
It's crazy.
Let alone don't win the AFC.
That really is wild. 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter like our good pal Ray in Cumberland.
Yes.
At Jones WEEI, at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. Phil Perry on NBC Sports Boston did some self-scouting over the bye week of the Patriots, and he tried to come up with a blueprint to expose, beat, take down Drake May.
Uh-huh.
He went with, as a shorthand metric, the EPA. Expected points added since week 6. It's an advanced analytic, but just focus on the rankings here.
Okay.
Drake May, when blitzed,
Keith,
he is the number 5 quarterback in the NFL.
All right, pretty good.
When not blitzed, number 1.
Wow.
Against zone coverage.
Let's go!
First.
Yep. Oh, zone. Carves up a zone.
Carves up a zone.
He likes to see a zone.
Man coverage?
Yeah, how about that?
8th.
Oh.
Still good. Not first.
I'm blitzing him and playing man.
If you blitz him and play man, you're getting a quarterback somewhere between 5 and 10 and not number 1.
What if I'm doing a cover 2 man? What is it then? Is that man or zone?
2 high coverage, key first.
Yep. Ooh.
Single high coverage first.
There's really not much you can do against this
guy. There's not much you can
cover
do against
3 it is.
Drake May. And to your point,
cover 6.
You also can't really even say, all right, well then fine. We're just taking away Steph Diggs and making him play left-handed. You really can't even do that.
No, he spreads the ball around.
You could take away Diggs, but he'll go to somebody else, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it could be somebody you don't expect, like Kyle Williams, who could burn you for a touchdown. It could be a big Hunter Henry game. Hunter Henry's been the team's leading receiver the last 2 weeks. But it is pretty amazing. When you just look at receiving yards, like the team leader in receiving yards, it's been Kayshon Boutte, it's been Ramondre Stevenson, it's been Henry multiple times, it's been Diggs multiple times, it's been Mac Hollins, it's been Pop Douglas. They've only played 13 games. How many guys did I just name? Like half the time, it's a different leading receiver. It might have been seven if you're counting. But, I mean, that's also hard to defend. And I don't want that to be confused as like, oh, I don't want, you know, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I would happily take a stud number one receiver. But one of maybe the benefits that you can have to not having the automatic go-to 15-target-a-game guy is – whoever's open, he will find. And as defense, you got to kind of pick your poison. And then Drake May seems to have no problem throwing to somebody else.
Your best bet is man and blitzing him, Keith.
And even then, he's a top 7 quarterback.
Well, right.
If you add the numbers together.
And on top of that, if you're going to come after him, you're going to flush him out of the pocket. He can make plays with his legs. If you're playing man defense down the field, you're going to lose track of him because you're not facing him. And so now you're giving up potentially big plays with his feet. But that's probably your best bet. And then, you know, try as much as you can to take away Diggs in big spots and make him beat you with Boutte and Henry and Travion Henderson and guys like this. But he'll probably still do it.
Beat you with Boutte? Is that what you said? He's got Billy's attention back there. He goes, hello.
He perked up.
I'd happily give it to him.
I saw Jackson Meerkat up there.
You go, huh?
He popped right up.
Yes.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Marcus in Roxbury. This might be reacting to what happened earlier today. Go ahead,
right.
Marcus.
What do you got, Marcus?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? No, it's kind of like a little off topic. I know you probably didn't talk about it. I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on how you think Shadua did yesterday. I think he played really good football. So I just wanted to get you guys' opinion on that, man, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay. All right. Shadur individually was good, and yet they lost to the Titans. So how do you square that one away?
So they lost to the Titans. It's a bad team, obviously. And then Kevin Stefanski's only got a few games left. So for those that missed it, the Browns lost to the Titans. So it was the second win all season for the Titans.
Yeah, we had a very, very extended what happened today, but a while ago we talked about this game, yes.
However, Shadur Sanders, 23 of 42 passing.
Oh, so that's, I didn't realize he threw that many.
Yep.
I didn't realize
23
that.
Of 42, 364 yards.
That I knew.
Three touchdowns.
Yeah.
One pick. He was sacked twice. He had three carries for 29 yards and a score. And he like led a little bit of a potential comeback there at the end of the game. They got to within two.
Here's the thing. He might be able to play a little bit. And that's going to offend people, but he might be able to play a little bit. There's people rooting against him because he's Deion's kid and he's cocky and whatever. I like him. I think he can play. I don't know that he's the long-term answer there, but he's definitely going to start for the rest of the year there.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's him or Deshaun Watson next year, it'll be him.
He's way better than Dylan Gabriel, but we all thought that originally. I thought Dylan Gabriel was a terrible pick. I thought Shedeur Sanders, even though maybe he didn't like everything that was around him, he was still a better quarterback than him. But it just seemed like such a disaster of a place to go, right? Like, they had Joe Flacco originally, then they got rid of him. Deshaun Watson's not going to start practicing again. They, like, traded for Kenny Pickett in the offseason. Stefanski, I don't think, wants any of those guys.
No. Yeah,
he's supposed to be, like, an offensive guy. And so he stuck with Shedeur. So if I was them, I would just start him the rest of the year and sort of see what happens. But, no, it is weird because you hear some people talking about him today, and they're like, what a great performance. How dumb does Cleveland look? And then on the other hand, you're like, they did lose to Tennessee, who's atrocious.
Yeah, no, they're really bad. I saw Mike McCoy gave him a victory Monday, which is nice of him. He's not going to get another chance to do it, I don't think. Here we go. Speaking of some calls there, guys, I don't know if you touched on this yet, but Susan? Is it Susan in Worcester, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Called into a national show over the weekend. So I'm updating her situation. She seemed very friendly with the host, Mark. Send out the bat signal for Susan. This is a big week for her.
Having an orgasm over Drake May.
This is a big week for her.
Yes. Hopefully, if she wants to lay low this week, I get it. But next Monday, we should probably talk to her.
Either way.
I hate the media.
Either, well, you know. So apparently some media members, this Mark character she seems very chummy with.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, I mean, hopefully Monday we hear from Susan either way. She's got a lot at stake in this matchup for sure.
Real quick, just to circle back on Shedeur real quick.
Yep.
So with just over a minute to go, they were down by eight. They scored a touchdown.
Yeah, and they went for two.
And they went Wildcat.
Yeah, did you see that play? It was awful.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was a terrible play, but they went Wildcat.
They didn't know the play.
No, Quinjon Judkins was, like, rolling to the right, and then, like, somebody yelled behind him. He's like, huh? He, like, turned around.
He forgot to pitch it.
Is that what it was?
Was it supposed
it was
to be a reverse?
Or he forgot he was supposed to get the pitch.
Whatever. And then he threw it to the other team.
It didn't look right. Yeah.
So I was like, we don't trust Shedeur to run a two-point conversion, but we're going to have this guy run to the one side of the field, flip it behind him, and then try to throw it? So, like, the play was a disaster, but more so even the decision to not even have Shedeur in, who had had four touchdowns, three passing, one rushing, and you're like, we don't even need him out there. So that's strange. That's why you could be like, maybe the guy gets more of the benefit. Like, the knee jerk is you lost to the Titans, but it's like, yeah, but your coach also took you out with a gotta have a 2-point conversion, which was also costly. I mean, next year, they probably won't have any of those guys there.
What is this from Chuck in New Hampshire? Did you guys see the picture where Shedeur might have been wearing a thong?
That's real. I saw it this morning when I got here.
So the answer is yes, one of us have.
It was right after we got sacked, he's laying on the ground and it's like, yeah.
Well, whale tail hanging out right now.
Yeah, right after
yep. One of the defenders snapped it
off. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen.
Right, how about that?
Not wrong with that. He could have his own Shedeur brand.
Hey, feel
thongs.
Feel good, play good. You know, that
watches
works.
And thongs, the Shedeur brand.
Oh, okay, wait a minute.
Turf has it on Twitch and YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing. That's a trend. Okay, it's like Jessica Alba. What is it? Jessica Alba? Zoom in.
You know, there's a fan theory. I just looked this up. It helps him run faster.
Nice. Yeah. It's not going to slow him down. When the man's going to help the defenders run faster, it's going to be chase that down. Wow. Okay. Chuck, great text. A-plus text there. I was unaware of it. Nick,
this headline. Shedeur Sanders. Underwear is exposed in a slip-up and fans are traumatized. I mean,
look, if there's
a look good, play good. It's also 100%. A feel-good, play good.
Yeah.
And if he feels good wearing that, then so be it.
I do like that we're all like, wait, is this real? Nick's like, oh, yeah.
Sure is, guys.
I got his eye.
It couldn't be more real. I did a lot
of
research.
If I had to see it, you guys have to see it.
Wow. Okay.
It's in there.
I was unaware. You know, you think you watch football. Ray had a point. I guess I didn't see everything.
All these articles are just grabbing tweets of people asking, is that a thong? Bro, is that a thong? That's all it is.
Wow. Okay.
He's wearing a thong.
Oh, look, we can't catch every single story. 617-779.
That ain't no jock strap, somebody writes.
We'll get back to your feedback on this and more. Plus the Patriots and their rookie class. How do they stack up with other rookie classes like from the Browns and their thong-wearing quarterback? That's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks. I think Will's a good player. He's at least an average or, you know, slightly above average left tackle in this league. I would really like to see him at left guard if the Patriots can get another tackle in the next couple of years, because I would love to see some really athletic left tackle and Will Campbell right next to him. That left side of the line would be dynamite. I think he would be a Hall of Fame guard. I think he could be a Pro Bowl left tackle, maybe more. We'll see. He's still very young.
Greg Bedard on CLNS over the weekend. I'm wondering what Will Campbell looks like at guard.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Not at tackle. Because, you know, he could be a Hall of Fame level guard, maybe a Pro Bowl level tackle. And I was wondering earlier, Keith, if maybe he heard something, you know, tied him with the coaching staff. And, oh, well, actually, we still view Campbell internally as a guard. And then Wilson is actually more of a safety. And big picture, not for this playoff run or anything, but big picture, that's where they could play. And if we could really get a left tackle, now we're really in business. You think, and we were Googling some stories from Bedard after the draft.
Might have been a pre-draft take.
Yeah, maybe he just still is standing by his pre-draft priors.
Yeah, might have been. Because I feel like what Will Campbell has done so far this year is proven that he is a left tackle. Now, nobody's saying he's Orlando Pace, but he's also not.
He's an NFL, he's an NFL starting left tackle. Right.
Yeah, so that seems like a win. And then it can go in a couple of directions. You know, year two, he could take a big step forward and he could be, you know, knocking on the door being a Pro Bowler. Or I guess theoretically, he could also go the other way. We brought up some of the previous draft classes before, and Devin McCourty is a good case study. He was drafted as a corner, was a Pro Bowl corner, and you're like, holy smokes, you have the next guy in line with the likes of, you know, Ty Law that were here. And then the second year doesn't go as great for him there. They move him to safety where he becomes a great safety. But they're very similar. Like left tackle and corner, premium positions. Guard safety, less premium. You wouldn't draft a guard at number 4 overall. At least I certainly wouldn't. I don't think they wanted to. Hence, they needed a left tackle. They thought they had the best left tackle on the board. They took him, and he's proven that he's been that. He's currently hurt now. Although you see the update on him, he's walking around, no nothing on his knee, then he put his sleeve on.
Yeah, Doug Kide said he was walking through the locker room with nothing on his knee. He did eventually, however, put a sleeve on his right leg.
Yeah.
So he's on IR.
Right.
He could come back for week 18, is that right? The final game of the year, I think, is the first game he can come back for.
Oh, it was the Giants game, the first one he missed? 1, 2, 3, 4. So, yeah, he could come back for the Miami game.
Yeah. So, that's the first one he can come back for. Wilson, it sounds like, is ahead of that schedule.
Yeah.
But anyway, it seems somewhat promising, at least walking around with nothing on his leg and then eventually a sleeve on his leg. No, if you think he's a Pro Bowl left tackle, I wouldn't
keep him there.
Yeah, me either.
My God.
I just thought that was kind of out of nowhere over the bye week and worth reiterating. And it's a way to get into their draft class as well. Mike Reese wrote about this over the weekend. You highlighted the stat that they showed on Monday Night Football, where the Patriots have more snaps played out of any rookie class outside of the Browns this year, represented by, as the text line is referring to him, Shadoria's Secret.
Not bad.
That's pretty
good.
There's
something there.
Yeah, and but the basically rest of that Browns rookie class.
They're the only good team that plays a lot of rookies.
Yeah, the other ones are, I believe, the Titans and the Jets off the top of my head. I'm scrolling to look for that.
Browns, Titans, maybe Jets.
Yep,
makes sense.
It was. Those are the top four teams in terms of snaps played. The Patriots have Drake May.
Yeah.
But they also have Vrabel and a really good rookie class. Mike Reese wrote this. Since Robert Kraft purchased the team in 1994, there are not many rookie classes that have matched this year's class top to bottom in contributions. The 95 draft. I thought this was interesting. He went here.
95 draft.
It produced Hall of Famer Ty Law, linebacker Ted Johnson, Hall of Famer Curtis Martin, and cornerback Jimmy Hitchcock and center Dave Woolabaugh. Arguably the best draft class over that span. You highlighted a couple of others in the Belichick era.
Oh, yeah, there were some great ones. I mean, Devin McCourty, I mentioned again, was in the Gronk Hernandez draft. They also had Brandon Spikes, who, like him or not, was a starting linebacker. And then you had first-round picks when you had Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower. Those guys were both good right away. So you've had impact rookies. I don't know if you've had, like, this many. Now, I don't think there's a single Ty Law or Curtis Martin on the team currently, but you have a lot of starters and a lot of guys that immediately have stepped right in, and a couple of positions in need they addressed, a couple of ones are more like added depth that they've also kind of fit in nicely. So yeah, as far as like getting good production from your rookies, this is as good as we've seen.
I think it's hard to measure up with 95. Like, that's like a real, you know,
yeah, not many teams draft two Hall of Famers in the same draft.
All-time draft. Even 10 and 12. You're talking about Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower and Gronk and McCourty and like some real franchise all-time greats and impact players, Pro Bowlers and things like this. I do think the 03 class is a good one. It was a championship. I don't want to say out of nowhere, but that team had 1-0-1. They missed the playoffs in 02. They come back with a strong draft class.
Really
a lot
players.
Of those guys contribute to a championship caliber team. I think that'd be a good draft and maybe even an overlooked draft. Ty Warren, Eugene Wilson, Bethel Johnson, Dan Klecko, Asante Samuel, Dan Copen.
Yeah, good.
And later on, real Tully Bantakane. Like, that's a draft class where you got a lot up and down the class. This feels more like that than a draft class where you have two or three premium players in the same class. And I don't think there's any shame in that. That's a class that can contribute to a title. And hopefully that's the case again this year.
Yeah, and like they used a lot of picks, and a lot of these guys not only made the team out of camp, which you would expect them to, especially the top-end guys, but it started since day one in both sides of the ball too, right? So they went offense-heavy initially, but you even have a starting safety and your starting kicker, who after the first week looks like a legitimate kicker too. And we were even wondering, like, did they go with the right guy, right? Especially after Parker Romo was hitting kicks early. Well, clearly they did. He is not even on the same team that he was on before. So this was sort of sprinkled in because they did spend a lot of time on Monday Night Football last week when they were playing the Giants about the offseason spending and all the free agents and all the impact free agents. But it's like, it wasn't just that they got five or six good free agents to add to this team. They got like five or six rookies that are helping right away. So that's how you turn over a roster right there.
It really is. Meanwhile, we'll get back into the latest Red Sox buzz at the winter meetings. And we have an update, Keith.
Hell yeah.
From Bradfo, who we're going to talk to on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. So mark that down. He's in Orlando.
Yes.
From the winter meetings, tweets Bradfo. Per source, Red Sox have drawn back on their pursuit of Joe Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Also worth noting. Well, you interpret that as bad?
Drawn back?
Yeah. Does that mean they're out? Oh, yeah.
Drawn back.
No, not drawn back in. Drawn back.
Drawn
so they're
back.
Out?
Like, we're, like, backing up. That's how I view it. That's a weird phrase.
Red Sox have drawn back on their pursuit. Yeah, you're right.
Isn't that how I read it?
Of
Nick
Joe
read it,
Ryan.
Hence why he played the Mayo moan.
He says, also worth noting.
Groan.
Connolly.
Do you have any Mayo groan, moans?
Not
there?
What's Mayo doing?
Do you have any moans?
Maybe if he sees that picture of Shador,
I know, he might. I got thongs on the brain.
So now we really got to parse this out. Have drawn back on their pursuit of Joe Ryan. Also worth noting, Connolly Early was never introduced by the Red Sox as part of the trade deadline talks last season.
Hey.
Close.
Closer to a moan.
Yeah.
So Early was not part of it last year. Maybe the implication is if they make him available, he could be. Bradfo had a follow-up tweet. This could change, but wanted to offer an up-to-the-minute update. Bradfo also said they're kind of out on Ketel Marte, no real momentum on Ketel Marte. So let's get back into that. All the latest from the winter meetings, plus your Patriots phone calls coming up next.
Good afternoon. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.